All right, good evening and welcome to the Allegiance Team Academy regular meeting of the Board of Directors, June 10th, 2018. Call the meeting to order at 7 o'clock p.m. The meeting location is at 5862 C Street, Chino, California, 91710. The agenda, instructions for presentations to the board by parents and citizens. Allegiance Team Academy Thrive Charter School, also known as ASA Thrive, is a direct-funded, independent, public charter school operated by the Allegiance Team Academy Nonprofit Public Benefit Corporation and governed by Allegiance Team Academy Incorporated Corporate Board of Directors. The purpose of a public meeting of the board is to conduct the affairs of Allegiance Team Academy in public. We are pleased that you're in attendance and hope you will visit these meetings often. Your participation assures us of continuing community interest in our school. Agendas are available to all audience members at the meeting. Note that the order of business on this agenda may be changed without prior notice. For more information on this agenda, please contact Allegiance at info@asathrive.org. Request to speak forms are available to all audience members who wish to speak on any agenda items or under the general category of public comments. Public comments are set aside for members of the audience to comment. However, due to public meeting laws, the board can only listen to your issue, not take action. The public is invited to address the board regarding items listed on the agenda. Comments on an agenda item will be accepted during consideration of that item or prior to consideration of the item in the case of a closed session item. Please turn in comment cards to the board secretary prior to the item you wish to speak on. These presentations are limited to 3 minutes. In compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act and upon request, Allegiance Team Academy may furnish reasonable auxiliary aids and services to qualified individuals with disabilities. Individuals who require appropriate alternative modification of the agenda in order to participate in board meetings are invited to contact Allegiance Team Academy. Roll call, Samantha Odo.
Here.
Raquel Rawl.
Here.
Melanie Choi.
Here.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Here.
And Andrew Vesey, I'm here. Public comments, items not on the agenda. No individual presentations shall be for more than 3 minutes. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to presentations and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a presentation. Are there any requests to speak forms?
No.
None at this time. Approval of agenda for board meeting for June 10, 2018. It is recommended the board of directors approve the agenda for regular board meeting for June 10, 2018. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Is that Sam?
Yep.
Second?
Awesome.
Second, Vanessa. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Raquel Rawl.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Motion passes 5-0. Public announcement of reason for closed session. There's one closed session item for discussion, possible action. Public employee appointment, Government Code Section 54957B1, CEO principal. Public comments on closed session items. Comments related to closed session items shall be limited to no more than 3 minutes. If you wish to speak on an item that will be discussed in closed session, please turn in a comment card to the board secretary. Are there any comment cards? We'll be going into closed session at 7:04 p.m. All right, we are back in open session at 8 o'clock p.m. Report out from closed session. The board unanimously voted 5-0 to approve the contract for our CEO/principal, pending the decision of compensation. So congratulations. So, open session communications, comments from board members. Samantha Odo. Raquel Rawl.
None.
Melanie Choi.
None.
Vanessa Okamoto.
None.
And I have none, only because it's dark. CEO's report.
I'll go fast because it's dark for everybody. I do have a report. I'm starting off first with the enrollment and registration. The team leading that has continued to get our registration close to 100% of all students offered a spot. We are at eighth grade under the 30 mark. We've exhausted our our lottery, so there had to be a hiccup at some point, and so we're at that point now. We have a recruitment plan. It's going to involve social media and working really with our existing eighth graders to bolster up that enrollment. You'll start to see kind of that unfold in the next few weeks so we can get that number closer to 30 to be fully enrolled at every grade level. All other grade levels are either fully enrolled or, you know, we're going to wait lists as families are making the decisions to enroll or not. You received an updated budget, and one of the biggest differences in that budget is it does have the PERS contribution by the employer, by us, but which it did not have before. And it also, an important thing about that, I don't think I've been clear about this in the past, but it's the budget has always been built on the assumption of 95% ADA. Our goal will be 97% with a plan to make that. And so our budget, even in its healthiest moment, is a very conservative budget, assuming that we'll only have 95% attendance. So we're going to work hard to get that over 95%, really closer to 97%. Maybe even surpassing that. So as we get closer to the start of the school year, we can share some more details about that. So this current budget also then does have a 7.6% surplus, which was months ago we anticipated would be the case. So that's good. That's solid. Again, over the 5% requirement. And for year one, that's a nice place to be. Also in the budget, what hasn't changed is projected that beyond January, we will not need to be borrowing to any longer. We'll be cash rich. That's also a healthy indicator of our budget as well. In regards to curriculum instruction and or special education, Callie, I'll turn it over to you.
We're still establishing those contracts for the purchase of the curriculum. And then Sebastian and I attended a SELPA orientation, which was for new members, just kind of going over the services and regular meetings and things that we will have. And then I also went to the first steering committee meeting this week, and that'll be a monthly meeting for directors of special education where we'll kind of come together and talk about needs across our different schools and where we can collaborate and get ideas and
exciting developments on the facility side. We're hosting our first board meeting in the dark, but on our site, which is nice. So we were able to do a quick tour. It's kind of fun when the CEO is getting a tour from the families. Usually it should be the other way around, but it's nice to that perspective, right? So for us to have it. In the last few weeks, we did learn that we will have a turnkey, ready-to-go IT infrastructure provided to us by Chino Valley. We were unclear. That was never made clear, and then I finally just asked for details on it, and that's what we were told. So in the next month, we're going to start to see a lot of the infrastructure being worked on for our internet and technology pieces. So we'll get an MOU regarding IT in the next couple weeks. So as soon as I get that, I'll share it with you so we can kind of see what will not only be provided as far as the hardware, but then what ongoing support we'll be responsible for and what will Chino Valley be responsible for. So I think that's the timing of that is good because it'll inform our push for our desire for IT to be contracted to be outsourced, right? And so we'll see what the MOU says to see if that's going to inform that contract that we potentially could realize. We did get our furniture and equipment response. I shared it with the board, so super grateful to Chino Valley for including us in that. A lot of which we requested is included in the furniture and equipment list that's going to be provided by Chino Valley. There are some things that were left out that we know we would need for like our STEAM lab and things we want to see in our classrooms. So we'll take a look at taking care of that internally on our own. But just the fact of being, you know, to be included on that new furniture and equipment from the cafeteria, kitchen area, to the offices, to the classrooms, and throughout is it's pretty great. So, again, that's shared with you, and we can make that available to anyone who wants it as well. Food services is coming up to probably at the next board meeting. We'll have some concrete, you know, information for decision. We had to apply to be to have a national school lunch program approved program in our school. So that has been submitted. That application has been completed and submitted, and so we'll wait for next steps as that gets approved. And it is looking likely that we'll have to kind of realize a position for the lunch provider. So as soon as we get those details, we'll present it to this board. No staffing update other than we're now shifting into our classified positions, so we can start to staff those this month. And Meredith, our director of business services, is getting all of the payroll and onboarding for new employees ready, because we do have a wave of employees starting on beginning of July. So, we also then have available the updated proposal from the before and after school provider. I believe they addressed everything that the board had questions for. Steve, our contact there, is available if we want to call him for any questions at any point during the meeting. And lastly, since we last met, Dr. Moreno over here is officially Dr. Moreno. She defended her dissertation and is now a doctor. It's no small thing to be doing that, working full time, and an awesome little kiddo at home too, who demands and deserves time. So it's quite a feat. So awesome work, Callie. Dr. Moreno, I'm too used to that.
Yeah.
It's always been Callie, but cool. That is my report. Any questions? No one wants to ask questions in the dark.
Yeah. All right, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Item scheduled for consent: the minutes for special meeting of the board of directors on April 29th, 2018, and minutes for regular meeting of the board of directors on May 6th, 2018. Do I have a motion to approve those?
I'll make a motion.
Motion Sam, a second?
I'll second.
Second Melanie. Roll call vote, Samantha Otto?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Those pass 5-0. Item scheduled for discussion and our action, number one, board consideration of CEO principal compensation. Attached were comparable salaries for CEOs and CEO positions for different charter schools and principal positions. And it is recommended that the board adopt and approve the compensation for the position of CEO principal. Would anybody like to open up the discussion? Okay, I will. So just based on the budget and the budgets that we've had presented to us since we've been working with for the last year, and just based on, I think, the needs of the incoming students, I would present that a yearly salary of $135,000 a year, just because this first year is so tight the unknowns of what could be or can be, that's what I would suggest. Anybody else have anything? You have any input?
No, I don't have any input. No, it's your questions. I asked my questions earlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys have any discussion? All right. Is that you have no questions about it?
No.
No? All right. Well, I guess I'll make a motion that we adopt $135,000 yearly salary as the CEO principal compensation. Your second?
I'll make a second.
Second, Vanessa. Roll call vote, Samantha Otto?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. So passes 5-0. Next up, the regular board meeting calendar for fiscal year 2018-2019 was also attached to the board packet. There is going to be one date change. Get there. September, Raquel, right? Yeah. So the September 20th, all these meetings are on Thursday evenings. September 27th, looking at changing that to September 26th, which will be, that'll be the only Wednesday meeting. Does anyone have, I know it's a couple months out, but Wednesday is not a bad day for anybody, correct? Wednesdays are good for you guys? Yep.
Did we say at the same time?
They'll be, 7 p.m. So to have a motion to approve the regular board meeting calendar for fiscal year 2018-2019 with the amended change of September 26, 2018. Motion Raquel, second.
I'll second.
Second Melanie. Roll call vote. Samantha Odo?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Motion passes 5-0. Next up, contract for services between Allegiant STEAM Academy and Think Together Incorporated for services related to expanded learning programs. The contract was also attached to our board packet. Is recommended the Board of Directors approve the contract for services between Allegiant STEAM Academy and Think Together Incorporated for services related to our expanded learning programs. Any discussion?
I was just, will they also offer summer programs? Do we know? Or is that a possibility?
This organization does that, so it looks like it would be a possibility.
But that would be something separate.
Yeah, it'd be separate. It's not in that particular program, right? So, or agreement.
And do you know offhand, I mean, so if we did the summer program in Prop 39, how does that work for our facility?
So the facility would need to be available because we have to offer other programs for, like, through special education.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, it'll be ours. The date, I'm missing the date right now, but it's a year-to-year facility offer anyway, so
yeah.
we'll have access to it.
And then ProCare, is that just something like their online system, or?
Say that again?
ProCare, it says that all students have to be enrolled in ProCare. Do you know what that is?
Well, I don't remember asking. Well, without even looking at it, I know I didn't ask him about it, so I will have to follow that up. But is that something we can call him for? He's available.
I just wanted to know what it was before we said.
Before we said yes, let's do it.
But I have further questions if we're going to call myself.
Yeah, he's available to call. We need to call
him. Yeah, might as well.
I had another question, though.
Yeah.
So when it says that the full-time academy employee shall be provided services free of charge, does that have any bearing on that minimum 20 number or those minimums that they want? Is it a minimum of 20 paying students?
20 students.
No matter what.
Yeah, I had the same question, yeah.
Can we say that again? Sorry.
And
hey,
I know,
Steve, it's Sebastian. Sorry, we're right at your, at Think Together's on the agenda, and then there were a couple questions. I'm going to put you on speakerphone with our board, all right? Thanks so much. All right, here's Steve.
Hello.
Hello.
That's Steve. I think, yeah. Go for it.
Go ahead, Raquel.
Oh, so first question, ProCare, can you delineate what that means, or what is ProCare?
ProCare is the online tuition collection service. So it's the it's a system into which the parents would need to create accounts to be able to pay their tuition for the program.
Great, and that's free, right, for them to enroll in?
Right. Yeah. There's no service fee for that. No. I mean, there is a subscription, but Think Together would pay that subscription cost.
We had another question regarding the summer.
summary, you said?
Yeah. So Sebastian was mentioning that might be an option that your company could provide services. Could you give us a short snapshot of what that might entail? Or is that something, I mean, we could talk offline about that, actually. I guess.
Oh, you mean, you don't mean this summer. You don't mean before
no,
school
sir.
Starts.
No, sir.
Next summer.
Yes.
Next summer. Yeah, of course. Yes. Once we've established a program at the school, then I would think that we'd be able to, provide wraparound services during, winter break, spring break, summer, that type of thing. We certainly will be able to do that, but we've got to establish the license for the environment that we select to operate the program.
Great. And we had mentioned prior that we would be able to have kind of some say in those individuals that you're hiring. And I just didn't see in this as far as, like, what does that screening process look like? Or what are those qualifications, ages, or anything like that for the employees? Is that something that you can send us separately? Or
Yeah. I can add it to the contract if it's necessary. But minimum qualifications for our frontline staff, the folks that are directly supervising the students, would be the same qualifications that your school sets for an instructional aide. So somebody who would be helping out in the classroom, if your school policy is that somebody has to pass a pre-employment test or, has a certain number of units or that type of thing, we would have the same requirements that you would set for an in-class instructional aide. For our site coordinator, we typically are looking for somebody who has at least a college degree, has some experience managing youth service programs. And as I mentioned to Sebastian, when we do the search for the site coordinator, we'll narrow it down to the top 2, 3, 4 candidates that we would be comfortable hiring, and then let Sebastian interview those individuals and select the person that he feels most comfortable with.
Great. And then, like, the normal CPR, all that kind of stuff, like a normal instructional aid.
Oh, yeah. They have to have CPR, they have to have TB tested and fingerprint cleared, everything that any public school would require for people who have direct contact with pupils.
Thank you. So you will just add that we'll be able to kind of have kind of input.
Sure. If you want some minimum qualifications added to the
the qualifications as long as we get input, because we know our qualifications, but as long as we get some say in who those individuals.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We definitely, we always value the input of the school administrators in the hiring, because we want, those folks working on that school campus, and even though they are going to be Think Together employees and supervised by Think Together administrators, we want those folks to feel to Sebastian like his employees.
Great. Thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions? All right. Well, thank you very much, Steve.
Sure. What I can do is I can shoot you job descriptions for both the program leader and site coordinator. That may help clarify some of the minimum qualifications, that type of thing.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Any other discussion? So do I have a motion to approve the contract for services between Allegiance Team Academy and Think Together Incorporated for services related to expanded learning programs?
I'll make a
motion. Vanessa, second.
Question, because are we voting on this one as is or with those amendments that he's going to add that we have input on the hiring? Because this vote is for this, right?
Well, we can have the motion be with that we're approving it with that amendment if you want.
So do we need to make another motion? I can make another motion.
Make another motion.
Okay.
Hold on. No.
We have to finish that one first. Yeah.
Who seconded that one?
I seconded.
Second Sam. So roll call vote. Raquel Rawl?
Nay.
Yeah. Melanie Choi?
Nay.
Andrew Vesti? No. So motion, our Sam Otto?
Yes.
And Vanessa Okamoto?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
So motion does not pass 3-2. All right. So would you like?
So I'll make a motion that we approve the contract with Think Together with the amendment that Allegiance STEAM Academy will get input on the employees of Think Together.
There we go. And I'll second that. Roll call vote, Samantha Otto?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti? Aye. That passes 5-0. All right. Number 4, charter school application for California State Teachers Retirement System. You guys all had a chance to review the application. It is recommended the Board of Directors adopt and approve the charter school application for the California State Teachers Retirement System. Discussion, questions? So do I have a motion?
I'll motion.
Motion, Melanie. Second. Second, Sam. Roll call vote. Samantha Otto?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti? Aye. And passes 5-0. Charter school application for California Public Employees Retirement System. Is recommended the Board of Directors adopt and approve the charter school application for CalPERS. Any questions? Discussion? Motion.
I'll motion.
Motion, Sam. Second.
I'll second.
Second, Melanie. Roll call vote. Samantha Otto?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti? Aye. Passes 5-0. Next up, membership renewal for fiscal year 2018-2019, Charter Safe. California Charter Schools Joint Powers Authority. The board will review a quote from ChartersAFE, which is a self-insurance pool that was created by charter schools for the sole purpose of providing customized, authorizer, compliant, and affordable insurance. ChartersAFE is owned and controlled by its members, and the organization is a public entity belonging to the charter school movement. It is recommended the Board of Directors adopt and approve the 2018-2019 membership proposal for ChartersAFE for insurance coverage. Questions?
I have a question. In regards to volunteers, are we going to do an endorsement to include them under workers' comp if something does happen? And as far as us as board members, is that going to be something that we need to sign as far as an exclusion endorsement to exclude us or include us as a part of the workers' comp coverage?
Ask them?
Yes, because yeah. I mean that's going to determine. Obviously, it's going to determine the premium portion of the workers' comp, and it's something that we have to decide as well as do we want to include that or not to include that. I mean, in my experience, there have been a few occasions where volunteers have been injured,
right,
either during some type of volunteer work or at the school doing something, and in certain cases, if we do an exclusion endorsement to exclude that, then obviously that's going to be coming out of our pocket. And I guess the other thing is to see how much of an additional premium that would be to do that.
Or if they would even do it.
Right.
They're very strict on what they offer, because we had to work with the district based on the MOU, the dollar amounts that they set, ChartersAFE didn't feel that those were necessary, so we had worked with them to get to where we were at. So I don't even know if they would. When does this have to be by July 1, right?
No, we need to send it by June 15th.
By June 15th?
Yeah, but I can get on the phone with them tomorrow. I had the same question. I didn't wonder if they would even do it, but last.
This is what I would recommend, because this is, we're going to, they still have to give us an amended, amendment to this anyways, because they still need to visit the facility.
Okay.
For the facility portion.
Okay.
So I would recommend that we approve this one as is.
Okay.
And then when we get the other, when they add the facility portion to it.
Okay.
We can deal with the workers' comp.
Okay.
Because we're in a time crunch.
Okay, because if not, then maybe something that we address to the volunteers or the parents that are going to be volunteering as well, let them know. Because, I mean, from personal experience, I've been doing this for 14 years.
Yeah.
And the amount that I've seen, I mean, I'd rather be safe than sorry, basically. Because it's coming out, because the bottom line is if we're not covered, it's going to be coming out of a Allegiance's pocket. I don't know. That's up to you. That sounds good. I mean, if we can amend it at a later date, if we need to amend it at a later date. Then.
So maybe when Sebastian does that call, maybe you could jump on with them.
Okay.
To ask the specific questions. That'd be a help to all of us. You're the expert.
Yeah.
So do I have a motion to adopt and approve this proposal from CharterSafe?
I'll make a motion.
Is that Vanessa? Second?
I'll second.
Second, Sam. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo?
Aye.
Raquel Rall?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti? Aye. Passes 5-0. Next up, fiscal year 2018-2019 updated budget for Allegiance STEAM Academy Thrive. Charter Impact, which is our back office provider, has provided an updated fiscal year 2018-2019 budget that ensures financial solvency and a responsible and healthy reserve. It's recommended that we approve this should be updated budget for Allegiance STEAM Academy Thrive. Do you want to say anything on this?
I spoke to it earlier. Just the one of the key differences from that previous budget is the FERS contribution is in there now, which was not in the past. So is our startup grant is in there. And I think those are really the significant differences. They're on the staffing. There could be there will likely be some additions as we're getting our information for our students that are coming in. We're learning a certain of the number of students that require services and so on, some of which are like 1-to-1-8, and so our budget assumes some, but it's not entirely correct, so there'll be some shifts there. So there will be, in short, there'll be an updated budget mostly because of staffing in the coming weeks, maybe. Right. Any questions on the budget?
Yeah, I just had a question as far as like for when we had that the CharterSafe thing, we said we had like two, the salaries were, it's like 2,010,000, something like that. Yeah, 2,010,000. But on here, it's like if you add the numbers don't match up with the salaries. Like if you're adding the classified and certificated salaries, it doesn't add up to that number. So I don't know if one is a guesstimate or. Like, should they be the same, or does it not matter?
Yeah, when asked in the CharterSafe application, it was an approximate.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just was off one question. Because okay. It's closed, but I just didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't have the, and the charter school application, CharterSafe application is older than that budget.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they'll be off.
Yeah.
Every time you do an application for insurance, it's always going to be an estimate, and then mm-hmm. the auditor comes at the end of the thing to give you guys the final numbers. Yeah, just information.
And then my other question for the dues and membership, are there certain like organizations that we have to be part of as far as like, is that like individual memberships like for you and Cali, or is that for the school? Like, does that include all of that?
You have flexibility for all of those under there.
Right.
But the ones I would highly recommend we join our CSDC, right, and the Charter School Development Center. And I'm on the fence, but I think being that we're a new school, I would say we join the California Charter School Association. There's access to a lot of great information, resources, conference, and so on. And that's a school membership. That's not necessarily an individual membership. Any individual memberships we probably bring to this board that we think we would want individuals to be endorsed by the school, but those are school memberships.
Okay.
And that's probably an inflated number. It's probably not in the budget. It's probably more in the budget than what the cost is.
No, I wasn't worried about them. I just wanted to kind of have a sense of if there are certain ones that people need to be.
Yeah, like CCSA, they have board stuff too.
Yeah.
So.
Right, yeah. Actually, both have great board resources.
Yeah, because that's the only time, yeah. Thank you.
Anything else? So do I have a motion to approve the updated budget?
I'll make a motion.
Motion Raquel. Second? Second Sam. Roll call vote. Samantha Otto?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Motion passes 5-0. Next up, the adjournment. Recommended the Board of Directors adjourn the regular meeting for June 10th, 2018. Have a motion?
I'll motion.
Motion Melanie, second?
I'll second.
Second Vanessa. Roll call vote. Samantha Otto?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. We all agree to adjourn. 5-0. The time is 8:33.